Once again, happy Labor Day for our country. Really a national holiday today, and really one of the images of what began our country was the good ethic of our working. It was interesting today thinking about Labor Day, which is a day off and which is a great time. Once again, as a holiday for our country with our family and friends. And it's interesting that our country, you know, introduced that celebration. But us as Catholics, we really have a Labor Day, a day off every Sunday, right? The day off, we're not to work on Sunday. So the rest of our country, if they weren't Catholic or Christians, if they didn't believe in the Ten Commandments, this would be their one day kind of off. Maybe Christmas, maybe Easter, 4th of July, and so forth. But that's what we do every Sunday, right? That's a good place to think about that today. And with our family and loved ones, that this is Labor Day. We have the prayers are in the Roman Missal that started the first collect. We'll have our prayer over the gifts and our last collect for Labor Day. Every year I like to think about, you know, to thank, and I don't know if that was intentional or not, but to thank all of our mothers as they had Labor Day with our lives. I don't know if that was a pun or not, but I will say that. And then finally today, once again, the readings today are pretty amazing again, and about Jesus reading the scripture. You heard the scroll and the reading in your presence today. But especially today, I think, we do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters. Same letter to the Thessalonians. This would be the first letter. About these who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. That's the rock right there. Just the other day I talked about some individuals and I just said, really, we have three questions that are pretty easy. Either yes or no. One, does God exist? Yes or no. That's either true or false. Number two, did God sent his son to our planet? That's either true or false. And then three is what we heard in our reading today. Do we believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Now, obviously at the surface level, that's pretty simple, but when our lives change, when we have conversations with deep philosophy and theology, it can get deep. But those are three questions. A question to think about today on Labor Day. A question to remember every time for Sunday. It is a day off of week of working. And to continue to follow our belief that Jesus not only came to our planet, but destroyed death itself.